was out there in that grave doing things that they should not do, how to receive them back into the fold, how to deal with them when they come back into the fold.
Yes, sir.
Just don't let them back in.
Yes, sir.
Nobody.
Yes, sir.
No, it's even like when we're talking about Brother Anselm and so-called Jabari.
Yes, sir.
We want to be sure that in relinquishing his ties with over there in that area over there, that he doesn't have some kind of tail following behind him, but maybe something stupid he might be done did or something.
All right, yes, sir.
So you got to make known to him, hey, you, we don't have no condition, you don't owe nobody nothing, or you ain't done nothing, you got to have, you understand what I'm saying? We don't have nothing coming over here in any kind of foolishness. The same way with Brother Anselm Muhammad, so-called Al-Rahim Kadus.
Yes, sir.
When he comes up this way, you got to make sure that he is not affiliated or have your address. If he's affiliated in any kind of foolishness out there, to make sure that he does not have your addresses or our addresses wrote on any kind of piece of paper while he's out there participating in that foolishness. And if he is participating in that foolishness, forget about us.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's the way that we deal with things in this day and time. And another thing I'm saying, that Sister Anselm Muhammad's so-called Lorraine should, I was watching something, Sister Anselm Muhammad's so-called Lorraine should get the so-called daughter.
Yes, sir.
To find out if any of the sisters up there have a daughter around her age where, you know, they're going down there to the temple or something, so that she'd have someone to associate with that way, or maybe go over to that person's house, another Muslim sister in the Nation of Islam, a Muslim family in the Nation of Islam that's functioning properly, so she could have to go over to be there sometime or something, you know, like so-called, Brother Anselm Muhammad, so-called Calvin.
Yes, sir.
Goes over to Sister Anselm Muhammad, so-called KK's house to be with two so-called sons so they can practice their drilling or something.
Yes, sir. Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Anselm Muhammad, so-called KK, also has a daughter. I believe she's about 11 years old.
About 11 years old?
Yes, sir.
Well, then that should put in a coordinates process there, but we must bring up to this particular thing to Sister Anselm Muhammad's so-called KK.
Yes, sir.
That on doing these things, we the Anselm Muhammad's have a very restrictive law.
Yes, sir.
And that is the association between the little junior male and female.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank Allah for that, sir. Thank Master Wasley Prophet Muhammad and Master Honorable Elijah Muhammad through the remote control room to Master J-Man and stuff for that.
Yeah, because even if they don't think it's nothing and they're supervising it, even if you're standing there supervising it, we still do not allow it.
Yes, sir. I got in the person of Master Wasley Prophet Muhammad and Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through the remote control room to Master J-Man, sir, had myself to reflect on this when the sister and the, you know, the children were all over here last weekend and everything, and we spoke on it. Allah got in the person, Master Wafi Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to the remote control and teaching Master J-Man, sir, had me to reflect on it and speak on it briefly about even in the dwelling, you know, there were certain rules and regulations, the little male and female genders, and then, you know, like watching TV and whatnot, because we, you know, we don't want to slip backwards into their way. We want to bring them up to our way, because they have enough going to school. And
bring them up into Allah God, yeah. The person of Master Brother Teacher Allah Muhammad, is Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's way, which is our way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. We want to be sure that we keep that in there at different times. Yeah, you do not let them mix it. In fact, you do not have a male gender, even at a junior male gender, being in control of 2 or 3 year old female little genders.
All right, yes, sir.
They don't even work that. We don't even work it in that particular way.
All right, yes, sir.
Unless there's no other way possible and something developed where it has to be under that type of thing, because you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But it's usually pretty hard to see. If you got to do some cooking or something in the kitchen, there's nobody there, then you could be over the little female gender. As long as they're right there in your sight, back there, while, you know, this female gender sitting right there in a chair around by you cooking, and he's just making sure that the child stays in the chairs and stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
But not out of your vision or out of your eyesight, because the little male gender does not understand that when a little child, and all you have to do is consider yourself, think about the way they come up, when a little child is sitting on your lap, they still have a tendency, because Muhammad would not be would not be really up on that. He would be up on it because of his coming up.
Yes, sir.
But he wouldn't relate it to that little one.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. All I got
the security on top of security. That's why Elvis adults say, hey, don't climb on me and don't bend me, because it's natural for the little child's curiosity to be trying to feel all over you and different things and get to know your body or want to come to the bathroom when you show, come into the toilet room when you're in the shower or in there, and they feel as if you might be naked, trying to come through there to get a look at your body.
Yes, sir. All I got in the first of my swastika so before Muhammad, the Master, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, the Master Day Master, has me to see that this would be very good for the sisters to listen to also, because all I got in the person, Master Waski Prophet Muhammad, the Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, Master J-Man, have me to see that sometimes they still, like, say, are just babies, but no, sir, that's not
there's no such thing as just anything that's how we became, that's how you become a victim. Anything that's seen, whether you are consciously or really paying attention, it falls on the subconscious and it'll produce fruit sooner or later.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Exactly, yes, sir.
So, just by, using for example, if a little child accidentally get to use, a little female child or something accidentally get to use the bathroom and see maybe a male gender sexual organ,
yes, sir.
It puts a yearning in her to try to see other male gender sexual organs.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, then you have created a revoked development. That's why you don't shower them together, put them in the bathtub together.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I said? Because this is why the Supreme Being came, in order to bring about a complete change of that, so you don't fall victim to the old world's way.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I said? Because that's what you think with the mentality of being a product of your environment, of people being a product of their environment, we would come up producing the same type of illiterate behavior pattern and sexual orientations as this world has produced.
That's right, yes.
You know, which is incest and all these different kind of things. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So this is one reason that the only thing that alternates that and changes that, that's why you don't have that kind of behavior pattern going on in the Holy Land. That's why you see the female is always in the presence of another female. You would never see a female in the presence of the male gender.
Yes, sir.
The man, the little male juniors, male genders walk and travel with the big papa male gender.
Yes, sir.
Everywhere that it go, everything that it do, even over there, it is even to the point that they change the male genders, the little male genders, the so-called father changes the little male genders diapers and stuff.
Yes, sir.
They don't even let the female do the changing of the diapers.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, it seems simple, remember this. An ounce of prevention, well, you know the rest of that story.
It's worth a pound of cure. Yes, sir. Allah God and the President of Master Wallace D. Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, the Master J. Master. I don't recall the incident, but I used that terminology just yesterday or the day before. Yes, sir.
That's right. You got to remember, if it was a straw that broke, but it really wasn't a straw that broke the camel's back, it was the thought of that other piece of straw that he figured to put up there.
Yes, sir, that's true.
So therefore, the same particular thing, if a straw did, if you believe the straw broke the camel's back, then a little bitty thing that you don't think is something could break a million people's back.
Yes, sir, that's true. That's what all I got in the person of Master Walski, Father Muhammad, the Messenger of Master Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to the remote control unit, Master J. Master. I'm sort of going through some of that, but all I got in the person of Master Walski, Father Muhammad, the Messenger of Master Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to the remote control unit, Master J. Master. I have me dealing with it and studying.
But see, all praise due to Allah God and the President of Master Wallace D. for our mama, especially for the Messenger of Honor Black Mama. This is why Allah God and the President of Master Wallace D. for one of the major reasons, though, we find out that Allah God and the President of Master Wallace D. for our mama, especially the Most Honorable Black Mama, make us know is the reason that he took us to that is because then we would know how to build our world with security on top of security on top of security, so none of that stuff would be able to get into that world.
Yes, sir.
So he had to allow us for that particular type of experience, because I know for myself, see, I don't pull no punches, it takes a jackass to know a jackass.
Yes, sir.
And so I know what friends Would you know the cutoff children's getting their lustful desire to want to steal a car and drive a car and stuff, or peeking all out there, or sticking their ears to the wall trying to listen to the parents have sex and stuff?
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
How would you know how to cut off the child sitting there eating boogers?
Yes, sir.
I mean, all these particular things, how would you know to...
So-called Scott called this morning, and we spoke about the paper. The sister told him that either tomorrow or Saturday. We're going that way today, so we're not sure. And then he placed a call and put a message on the answer machine, I believe, his attorney's office. He either spoke with his attorney or put the message on, because I was downstairs this morning, and I had to hang up in order for the sister to make the call.
Well, one thing we want to get word to the Brother Anselm, I'm a so-called Squirt, and Brother Anselm, I'm a so-called Charles, and find out where their mentality is at.
Oh,
but
yes.
Never do they understand what's really going on.
Yes, sir. I got in the presence of Master Wall Street Fire Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, the Master J-Man, sir, after the house started quieting down and everything. Allah God and the person, Master Rusty Fire Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, to Master J-Man, sir, gave the tape to Master Muhammad's so-called Monique so that she could just take out her part. And then she duplicated yesterday's tape, and then we duplicated the tape from Master Muhammad's so-called Scott. He called last night. He said that under instruction of Allah God and the person, Master Rusty Fire Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit to Master J-Master, and so we recorded it. It's a good lesson. And I spoke with the sisters last night and told them that Allah God and the person, Master Wasi Fire Muhammad, the Messenger of Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit to Master J-Man, this was the time we had to write to all the brothers, and these brothers in particular, and we discussed it, and they're going to listen to the tapes today. The sisters, and so-called Monique and so-called Chantel, had to go and see about, I guess, the food stamps or whatever, and then and so-called Eric and myself are here. Then we're going to take the other sister, but the sisters who are here can listen, and then when we return, we can listen again later this evening.
But who had with Sister Anselm and so-called
Lorraine?
Lorraine.
And so-called Cynthia.
Oh.
And the sisters, in discussing this last night, the sisters, they are preparing to write these letters to the brothers and everything. So.
Yeah, but they got to, this is something that has to be done because, you see, we don't let a crooked attorney who deals in crooked ways, because what they do is learn how to deal with a crooked system through crooked ways.
Yes, sir.
We don't let them come up all of a sudden and have you fighting for a... I'm going to make a protest against this, and we're going to fight this on this here and that there, and they are guilty of this here and that there.
Yes, sir.
Then they're fighting for a lie.
Yes, sir.
And you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All of a sudden I say, well, I'm cleaning my threat with God, Allah, Master Wallace, Deeper Allah, Muhammad, and his message, the most honorable Allah, and especially for me making the Master J person look guilty. I've gotten back on my right track now. I'm back on that. Allah got the prison, the Master Wallace, Deeper Allah, Muhammad, and his message, the most honorable Allah, has put me back on my right track, and I want to make amends because anything did in darkness should be brought to light, so therefore I'm confessing my part of it.
Yes, sir.
And then somebody come right behind you, because you know Allah got the prison, the Master Wallace, Deeper Allah, Muhammad, and his message, the most honorable Allah, say that Allah will try you still.
Oh, yes, sir.
And then he come behind you and try you with an attorney coming to you and say, well, I'm making a mess because I believe that that's unfair, what they're doing that here. You know, so plus, you know, I really got a good blessing in the first place, if you want to look at it in the sense of the time way. You know, so he comes to tell you and say, well, I'm writing a writ against that, so I can protest that because I believe that's unjust. When you are guilty of the charge, and then all of a sudden you go along with them and say, well, yeah, okay, I'll go along with that too. Now what you're doing is you're not thinking about raising the Master J. You're thinking about getting behind the forces of something wrong.
All right, yes, sir.
Something that is a lie.
Yes, sir.
Can you see the science of that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir.
I say you got to be sure that I hear you. You see, therefore, unbeknownst to you, the slickness of it, you done got behind something and aiding something wrong because then you're thinking that, yeah, well, that is right. And he's telling you, because then the next thing they come and tell you, say, look here, I think you need to draw back your guilty plea.
Yes, sir. And this, Allah got in the person of Master Wallace Dufar Muhammad, and Master Mazan of Elijah Muhammad, through the monk controlling to Master J Man, sir. I had asked Ansel Muhammad, so called, Chantel, to write out the tape where we were speaking with Ansel, so called Jamal. I don't know, maybe she misunderstood me, and she said she had written something and sent it to you. I don't recall, but anyway. We're trying to get that done because I wanted to see as I was in and out the room, and we were speaking to the brother, but Allah God controls in the person Master Wasti Prime Muhammad, Master Master Abdullah Muhammad, to the remote control unit, Master J Man, control the entire show. So I just wanted to see the brother since he was still up there because I was under the impression that he wasn't up there.
No, they don't have enough room for him down there.
Yes, sir. I may have misunderstood what they were trying to tell me because sometimes I just.
You know. Yeah, well, you know, they don't have enough room. They got to make it so they were thinking about, from what I can understand, what people say, they're going to move him somewhere else and hold him until they can find it, move him a little closer down that way or something, and just keep hedging him that way till they can get it open or someone to come pick him up or whatever it is.
Yes, sir.
You know, with all praise due to Allah, God, the President of Master Allah, the Deeper Allah, Muhammad, the Special Court Messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And another thing, like I say, we got to learn under the condition, if anything is not too important, there's one of the things that is a necessity, that the head be there to be able to hear whenever Master J or someone calls. If it was somewhere like Sister Anselm and Sister Lorraine going to get something because they needed a little something to eat,
yes, sir.
Or the better the food, and they know that such and such is going to call, and it knows that the more you eat anyway, the further away from the truth you get. I mean, the further away you get too materialistic, and you leave there knowing that the Master J might call, then you are not utilizing a lot of God in the prison.